Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe, and welcome to another episode of the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And you know, there's a lot going on in our world right now, and some people are really calling it like the Great Awakening. And it really is, because the way that we had been doing things for God knows how long, probably eons, and you know, from generation to generation, is crumbling. And it's almost as if the phoenix is coming through and the big fires and stuff and all the changes, and we're left with ashes. But amazing things are going to be coming manifest through the ashes of what we're experiencing right now. So this Great Awakening is a big deal, and it's a necessity for humanity's evolution. And I know as we all go through it, it's not comfortable. It's going to be tugging and pulling at different aspects of yourself. It's going to be asking you to look at yourself and take a deeper dive into who you are and how you show up in this amazing universe. Old systems are just going to start dissolving, and things that are not built or have not been built on a solid foundation are going to be crumbling down. Just like for people who are aware or familiar with tarot deck, it's a tower moment, basically. You know, that tower is crumbling down because it has been built on unstable foundation. And what we're doing and witnessing, and we've all decided to be here at this time, is this in reality. So let's talk a little bit more about the Great Awakening. And, you know, what does that term Great Awakening truly mean on an energetic level? And are we witnessing chaos or a deeper recalibration of consciousness? And the other question I have for you is, how can we begin to trust that the breakdown we see are part of a higher restructuring? And these are all pretty profound questions that I invite you to ask yourself. Humanity is collectively experiencing a vibrational shift. It's an evolution of consciousness that is dissolving illusion and exposing truth. And I'll tell you, I live in the U.S. of A., and I think we are the poster child for the world right now of things that possibly need to be changed, or, you know, that had been hidden or unconscious in a long period of time. But now a big beam of light has been shown on those dark areas, because they had always been there. They had just been hiding below the surface. And what happens is that once you see some of this stuff, this is where you could actually make a shift and change. Okay, so what we have to understand too is that everything is energy. Okay, so these old things that maybe have been in our subconscious or hidden underground or not seen, but they've been kind of running the show, when we start to awaken, we start shining a light into those dark areas. And once you see them, you can't go and pretend they don't exist, because you can't unsee what you see, okay, once it's seen. And I know that sounds pretty far-fetched, but it's the truth. Once you wake up, you can't go back to sleep. Because you could try, but it's just like, you know, you've expanded yourself so much that now you could see what is truly there. So the old systems, like what we're witnessing, are political, financial, educational, spiritual, and I'm going to say even the medical institution, because I'm very much entrenched in that. They're being dismantled, restructured, and And I'm optimistic because I feel that it's going to lead to something much better than what we currently have. You know, there's that saying, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Hey, Gracie. You cannot keep doing things the same way and expect the change to be different. So, what I love about all the different generations that we have in our existence, like the millennials, the Gen Xs, the Gen Zs, these generations have different aspects and a different viewpoint on how we could possibly change things. So this is really good, and I'm excited to see what's going to happen. Okay. I just want to reiterate, you know, what we're seeing is looking like chaos, but it's not really chaos. It's an illusion. It's a recalibration. What is no longer in alignment with truth and integrity cannot sustain itself in higher frequencies. So we're seeing a lot of things running amok. And I kind of say this to some of my people too, is that, you know, sometimes it's just better to sit and observe and watch the show, eat your popcorn, instead of really trying to get angry about something or feeding. Because when you get angry or you start getting, you know, resistant or rebellious or whatever, you are actually feeding into the energy of the old stuff, and you're feeding and flaming it, and it's going to be getting bigger and bigger. So sometimes it's just better to sit back, and pop the popcorn, eat the popcorn, and enjoy the show. So, you know, let's look at some other things too. What are the symptoms of awakening? You know, have you been feeling emotional, tired, or disconnected lately, and maybe often wondered why? Or could these sensations actually be signs of energetic upgrade rather than an imbalance? Believe me, I feel that every time we experience something and we have some, you know, resistance or it topples us into uncertainty, sometimes a big thing to do is just trust because, you know, I believe that things don't happen to us, they happen for us. And when these things are happening, you're getting an energetic upgrade to something better. You're getting upgraded. And also, what happens when our physical body begins catching up with our expanded consciousness? So, you know, I think many of us are experiencing fatigue. And Christine, my producer, and I were talking before the show. It's like the fatigue is really kind of there right now. Maybe you're experiencing highs and lows, emotional highs and lows, confusion, or a sense of losing time. Or maybe you're feeling like all of a sudden time was really slow and it sped up immensely. I kind of feel that right now myself. These are signs that the physical, emotional, and energetic bodies are adjusting to new frequencies. So, Christine, maybe that's what's going on with us. We are adjusting to the new frequencies. I think I'm going to own that one. So, rather than apologizing, you know, or apologizing for and pathologizing, trying to figure out why I'm so tired, honor them as evidence that transformation is underway. But by all means, if you're really feeling crappy, and I just invite you to, you know, make sure that you trust yourself. And if you feel like you do need to get medical attention for something, by all means, please do that because you're learning how to trust your instincts and not ignore them. And if you feel like something's off, definitely go get checked out and make sure that you're okay. And so, you know, I just want to remind people this. You're not here to survive the shift. You're here to lead it. So join me each week on the Dr. Dolores Show as we uncover how to awaken, align, and arise above the collective transformation. And if you are being inspired by this episode so far, share it with others who are ready to remember who they are. Like, subscribe, and help us raise the vibration one heart at a time. So, rising above collective fear, how do we stay compassionate without being consumed by the fear around us? And believe me, there's a lot of fear happening around us. And I believe that they want us to be in fear because when you're in fear, energetically, you constrict and your energy field's small. When you are not stressed and you're in love, your energy field is expansive. And you're able to energetically touch other people. When you're constricted, they don't want you to touch other people energetically, because when you expand your energy and are able to send out that love vibration, you cannot not touch other people. They want to keep your light small so you can't influence and start off a tidal wave of love. Is it possible to hold light while acknowledging the collective pain we witness? There's some truth to that. And what does observe without absorbing look like in real life? Now, I talked before about this. It's those moments where, you know, you're looking at stuff and instead of getting triggered by it, you just say, well, isn't that interesting? And this is where you aren't giving it power, but you are acknowledging it and witnessing it instead of becoming it. Big difference, okay? The collective field holds light and shadow. And as truth surfaces, sometimes fear and resistance also rise. So when we unconsciously absorb this energy, we may feel anxiety, hopelessness, and you're probably tapping into collective fear, okay? When you are consciously aware, this allows you to observe without absorbing. So I think the greatest metaphor that one of my mentors gave me about a year ago was this, because we knew that the storm was coming, and you know, many of us have been walking our paths for a long time, and really, you know, us light workers, way showers and stuff like that, my other beautiful people that are part of this, it's like we've been doing the work for decades and laying the foundation for what is happening now. So there is a good structure for people to step into so they don't have to recreate it all by themselves. It's there already for you. It's just allowing you to see what's going on. So for many of us, the work has already been done. So it's about witnessing what is unfolding in collective consciousness. And like I say, just it's like being at the movie theater watching a show. And I think sometimes every day, it's just like, I just don't know what's going to happen next. And I'm sitting there like eating my popcorn, like, yes, let's see this. Because it's actually been highly entertaining when you're able to be detached from this, yet still staying in your space of certainty within yourself, that this is where your power comes in. And this is what it means to be aligned with your true nature, your higher self, and your ability to just hold the space, no matter what kind of energetic shit show is circling around you. And believe me, there is a lot of manipulation that goes on in collective world, especially when people's sense of egotistical power starts to surface, because where we are going as a collective bunch, there's no need for the I. It's more about we and the collective. There's no need for fear and stress, but love, peace, and abundance for all. So when we shine so much light on the latter, it's like what is left in the residue is jockeying for position of power, okay? This is what happens energetically. They're trying at all costs to see, it's a power play from, you know, what egos are left to try to be the top ego or whatever. So it's interesting to observe. And like I said, just don't do your best to not get caught up into it. And when you feel like you're being pulled over there and want to react to that, this is when you are awake and aware that you could choose something different. So We've been talking about navigating the Great Awakening, rising above the collective shift on the Dr. Dolores Show today. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're going to go on our first break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about navigating the Great Awakening. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, energy whisperer. Anyway, welcome back. And we've been talking about navigating the Great Awakening and rising above the collective shift. And there's so much going on in our world right now. It's actually an exciting time to be alive. I know some people are saying, what the hell, did I sign up for this? You've got to be kidding me. But, you know, I've decided to look at it from a different perspective because, you know, obviously, I want to get the most bang for my buck in this lifetime, and I want to make sure that I get to experience a lot of different things, and I have, and I continue to do that. It's when you're curious like a child and you just have the awareness, it's like you just, it's a whole different game for you. So just, I invite you to really start looking at things from a different set of lenses. Notice I'm wearing glasses today because it's like I'm tired and I can't see. Anyway, so let's talk about grounding and anchoring light. You know, navigating through the Great Awakening and stuff is just like, what do you do with this light that is coming through you that sometimes you feel like you're drinking from the fire hose? It's like so intense and stuff, and you're like, what the heck? You know, it's like, so, you know, it's important, I feel, to ground yourself more so than ever now, because we want to make sure that we're fully present in the moment. And when you ground yourself, this is how you become fully present in the moment, basically. You are right here, right now, and you're fully planted in your body, okay? Your physical body is here right now. So it would probably behoove you to be here right now too, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and dimensionally. So how does connecting with the earth help stabilize higher frequencies in your body? And what simple daily rituals can help us anchor light into our lives and communities? Okay. When we ground our energy, we become more stable and peaceful and become, you know, peaceful amid turbulence and chaos. So if you find that you are like getting swept away from what's going on around you in the energetic storms that are circulating around you, you possibly are ungrounded. So when you're able to ground your energy, you become more stable. And for those of you who've had really challenging times, I have a free guided meditation on my website, drdoloresfazzino.com. It's going to be a pop-up, and it's actually going to be sign up for the newsletter and the free guided meditation. And let me tell you more about this guided meditation. It allows you to experience what it feels like to be grounded in multiple dimensions in a very short period of time. It's like a 5-minute meditation. And once you are grounded in your body, you will notice a difference. It's like you have just landed and planted yourself in your physical body. There's no other way to describe it. So, you know, you want to tame the turbulence and the chaos, and this is about coming into yourself. So, you know, another great way to ground yourself is to spend time in nature. I know for some people that may be a challenge, especially if you live in an urban area, but you know, there's parks around. Go to the community park or the, you know, the park that's close by to where you're at, and just spend some time there. If you can, place your bare feet on the earth and connect to the earth's frequency. She does have a frequency. She does have a heartbeat. She's all energy. So that energy in itself will help ground you. Lean up against a tree if you can. I just recently spent about 10 days up in Northern California in the Mount Shasta area. I love that area. And I love just touching the trees because I could feel my energy being pulled into the tree and their root system. And this is just a beautiful way to symbiotically connect with the earth. And also practicing breath work. And, you know, we talk about heart coherence as well, because everything has a frequency. Breath work is so important because taking a deep breath actually helps you ground into your body. How often are we shallow breathing? It's like, you know, you're just breathing from your upper chest out, because a lot of times when our energy field is constricted or you're stressed out, you shallow breathe. When you are taking a deep breath, this allows you to get more grounded in your body. This also allows your energy field to expand. And also, you know, from the heart space, it allows your heart energy to expand as well. You know, animals are very near and dear to my heart, and they speak with, with the energy of the heart. Okay. If you're able to, wanting to connect with an animal, I invite you just to go down into your heart and just send heart energy out to their heart and watch what happens. I had this wild rabbit in my backyard. She looks for me to feed her every so often. And she's very, you know, she's very friendly for a wild animal. And she'll come right up to me pretty much. And I don't say, here, you know, rabbit. It's just like I energetically connect with her. And then she feels that energy and that radiance. And that's what draws her to me. So this is a way of telepathic communication as well. When you are in your heart and the heart coherence, I believe this is part of telepathic communication as well. So when you ground your energy, it radiates outward. It stabilizes others in the collective field. So when you are grounded, did you ever notice that people have a tendency to become more grounded around you too, or the energy kind of, fills the room with calm and peace, I just invite you to witness that. And you might be even doing that yourself without you being aware of it. So just, and, you know, I invite you to just play with that just a little bit. So we embody our, you know, part of our role too is just to embody ourselves as a conscious creator, because we all are conscious creators, okay? The thing is that I think many of us are unconscious creators as well. It's like the unconscious part of us that has all the woundings and all our beliefs and all our emotional stuff is what is happening. Well, it's not what is happening, but it has a role in who we are and how we react to things and how we experience things as well. So what if each thought and emotion you hold is shaping the collective field? Now that's a big thing to wrap your mind around, because for a lot of people, they believe that, you know, they don't influence or create or contribute to anything. And I'm just going to say, newsflash here, you all do. We all do. Everything that we do contributes to collective consciousness. It's not they did it to us. We create it from ground zero here within ourselves. So how can we step into our power as co-creators rather than reactors? And then, you know, one step further, what are new possibilities that can open up when we remember we are here to create, not just to survive? You know, these are things to just really consider and remember. When we're able to do that, you know, it's a game changer. Okay. So what if each thought and emotion you hold is shaping the collective consciousness? Just think about that. Okay. Because it really is. You know, everything that we have experienced, it's, and I'm going to give the example of the of this visual. Just imagine this big pool of water, okay? It could be an ocean, it could be a real large lake. What if that is everything that every human who ever existed? It's all the frequency of all of the people, their thoughts, their beliefs, their ideas that are in this pool of collective consciousness that has created that. So when, you know, when we say everything starts with us first, it's true. Everything does start with us first. We have thoughts, we have beliefs, we are conscious creators. So when we're able to create things and how we create them, sometimes it's a little mind-boggling for a lot of people. And when we're able to look at that from the perspective that what we drop into collective consciousness, it's like this: who we are, the essence of who we are, all our beliefs, thoughts, ideas, how we react, how we talk, how we judge and criticize is that essence, which is us. It's a pebble. When we drop that essence of who we are, that pebble, into the collective consciousness, that pool of water, guess what? It ripples. It cannot not ripple. It ripples out and affects the whole body of water. So how are you showing up in the world? What are you contributing to collective consciousness? Are you putting a lot of judgment and criticism or hate or abuse of power or love or community? It's all up to us. We are manifestors more than you could believe. And when people say that, no, I am not, I beg to differ with that. So we've talked a lot about, you know, navigating the Great Awakening and what it is and stuff like that. When we come back from our next break, we're going to be talking a little bit more about that. Then I'm going to lead you into a real delicious meditation, so you get to experience what it's like to be fully grounded in your body so that you could step forward into The Great Awakening with more ease and grace. So stay tuned, and when we come back, we'll do all of that and more. See you when we come back.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm sitting here in my office with my cat, Gracie, who always wants to be part of the show, so she's kind of distracting me just a little bit. But anyway, we've been talking about navigating the Great Awakening, rising above the collective shift, and you know, we are all living in very interesting times. And, you know, recently we had the big No Kings rally in the US of A. And it was very amazing because this was a huge collective collaboration of love, higher frequency and peace. And it was very interesting, too, because there were no arrests from the people who were protesting. No King's Day, that what we called it. It was the people who were not part of that were getting arrested, which I thought that was very interesting. But anyway, talk about energies and navigating the Great Awakening. So, you know, we talked a little bit about what the Great Awakening was and, you know, how we can maneuver through that and some of the things. So let's talk briefly about flowing with new energies. What happens when we release resistance and allow ourselves to flow with the new? You know, you wonder, can surrender be a powerful form of mastery? Or how do we trust that we are being guided when things feel most uncertain? So just to touch on this, the new vibration invites trust and surrender, not control. So it's not about controlling. It's just about witnessing, observing, trusting, and just allowing things to be as it is. The more we resist, the more discomfort we feel. Isn't that the truth? But many of us have been in resistance our whole entire lives without us being consciously aware of it. So now when you're aware that you're in resistance, now you can do something about it. Flow means allowing, allowing emotions, change, and divine timing. So remember, you are not losing control, you are releasing illusion. Really, you are not losing control, you are releasing illusion. So let's get ready to go to my favorite part of my show is the guided meditation, because I like to talk about a topic and give you some didactic information, but also give you an experiential component, which I think is so important so that you can make this experience yours and integrate it within yourself. So I invite you to begin by finding a comfortable position, whether you're sitting or lying down, and just allow your body to rest and your shoulders to soften, your breath to slow, and just close your eyes gently and begin to breathe deeply in through your nose and slowly exhale through your mouth. With every inhale, breathe in peace. And with every exhale, release any tension, stress, or worry. Now, bring your awareness down into your feet. Imagine roots extending from the soles of your feet deep into the earth. These roots travel through layers of soil, stone, and crystal, connecting you to Earth's warm, loving core. Feel the nurturing frequency of the earth rising up through these roots, entering your feet, your legs, your hips, and your torso. This energy feels safe, grounding, and alive. With each breath, it anchors you deeper into presence. Now, visualize a gentle golden light swirling in the center of your chest, your heart space. With every inhale, the light grows brighter, and with every exhale, it ends up filling your entire chest with warmth and peace. This golden light carries the energy of love, compassion, and peace. Let it travel down your arms and into your hands, activating your ability to create and heal. Now, let it rise upward through your throat, clearing your voice so you may speak truth. And then into your third eye, awakening your vision and intuition. And finally, into your crown, connecting you to source energy, the infinite field of divine wisdom. Now, imagine a beautiful column of radiant white light descending from above you, pure, brilliant, and alive with consciousness. This light gently enters through your crown, flowing down your spine and merging with the golden light in your heart. You are now a luminous bridge between heaven and earth, grounded below, connected above. Feel this powerful alignment, light flowing through your entire being. It clears old energy, releases fear, and activates your highest frequency. Now, from this centered space, visualize the earth below you, vast and radiant, yet surrounded by waves of shifting energy. See people awakening, systems changing, emotions rising, and the collective field transforming. Now from your heart, send waves of golden light out into the world. This light ripples across oceans, mountains, and cities, soothing fear, balancing chaos, raising vibrations. You are contributing peace and stability to humanity's evolution. Now imagine yourself rising gently above the collective energy, not in separation, but in clarity. From this elevated view, you can see the beauty in the transformation. The old is dissolving, so the new can emerge. The darkness is revealing light. Know you are safe. You are guided. You are awakening. Now just repeat silently or aloud, I am grounded in the truth of who I am. I rise above fear and align with love. I am a bridge between heaven and earth. I am a conscious creator of light. Now, begin to bring your awareness back to your body and feel your feet grounded on the earth once again. And feel your breath moving gently in and out of your chest effortlessly. And place your hand on your heart and whisper a quiet thank you to your higher self, to Mother Earth, to the divine light that flows through you. And take one final deep breath in, breathing in light, and slowly exhale, releasing anything that no longer serves you. And when you're ready, open your eyes. You have risen above the collective shift. And carry this vibration of peace, clarity, and love with you into your day, knowing you are a pillar of light in the Great Awakening. Carry this frequency with you as you move through the Great Awakening, not as a bystander, but a conscious co-creator of the new earth. And welcome back, everybody. And we're going on to our last break of the episode. And we come back, we'll wrap it up. And you've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, your host. So stay tuned and see you when we come back.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And if you enjoyed our episode today, I so would love it for you to go to your favorite listening platform and subscribe, like, and leave a message. And, you know, if anything, you should know this. You're not here to survive the shift. You're here to lead it. So just join me each week as we uncover how to align, awaken, and rise above the collective transformation. If this episode inspired you, just share it with others who are ready to remember who they are. Like I said, like, subscribe, and help us raise the vibration one heart at a time. And, You know, the other thing I want to say too, your awakening is calling. When you're ready to heal at the to the root, activate your purpose, and step into your highest timeline, I'm here to guide you. I offer one-on-one sessions where we bridge the physical and the spiritual realms to realign your energy, restore your power, and awaken the truth of your soul. So if you're interested in working with me, just go to my website, Dr. Dolores Fazzino under sessions, and reach out to me. I would love to help you. And lastly, you don't have to navigate the awakening alone. Stay connected with me and my information and my show through my Awakening Insights newsletter. Each week, you'll receive energy updates, intuitive messages, and practical tools to stay centered in this global transformation. And like I said earlier, you get a free guided meditation when you sign up for that, because the more you could stay in the present moment, the better off you're going to be, and the easier it is it's going to be for you to maneuver through our very interesting Great Awakening times. So, like I said, we talked about the Great Awakening today, and the Great Awakening is an energetic evolution, not a destruction, okay? It's the shedding of illusion to reveal the truth. Yes, and sometimes that could be really frightening and scary. And I just invite you to know that you are not alone, and the waves of intensity are part of the collective ascension process. So sometimes this might feel very uncomfortable, yet it's a wake-up call for each of us, not just globally and collectively, but individually. Like we talked about, grounding is essential. The more you could stay grounded and rooted in the truth of who you are and connecting with the earth, you're going to be able to stabilize your frequency and increase your clarity. And if you doubt that, I invite you to go check that, to just try that and experiment with it. The other thing is observe without absorbing. So many of us have a tendency to take on things energetically and make it our own, but in essence, this is not what it's all about. It's observing and witnessing what's going on and not becoming part of it. So be aware of where you're placing your energy. Are you being reactive or are you being contemplative? When you're aware and awake, this is where you have your power and you could come into the present moment and make the right choice for you. Awareness keeps you out of the emotional chaos of the collective. And trust me, that's what they're hoping on, that you will become part of the emotional chaos of the collective, because that's how they feed their energy so they could survive. Remember, you are the bridge between heaven and earth. Your vibration influences the collective. Choose love always. And you know, if you're ever in question about anything, or you know, on the cusp of being reactive, I invite you to say this to yourself: what would love do? What would love do? Okay, because sometimes that's enough to shift you. So my closing thoughts are this: the Great Awakening is not something happening to you. It's happening through you. Every challenge, emotion, and revelation is guiding you towards your highest expression. By staying centered, grounded, and heart aligned, you become a beacon of stability and light for others who are still finding their way through the shift. Remember, the world doesn't need more fear. It needs your unwavering light, conscious presence, and your love. So I'm just going to leave you with this quote. As the world dissolves, remember, you were never meant to survive the collapse. You were meant to rise from it. So stay tuned next week for more from the Dr. Dolores Show. And you know, just make it an amazing week. Know that you're loved, appreciated, and valued. And know that more than anything, you are worth it. So goodbye for now. See you next week. And peace out. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.